Welcome to another edition of Religion and Rock. I'm Monsignor Jim Vlorn, and here he is, the producer and engineer of the century, Stephen the Man Chaldone.
Hey there.
How we doing?
I am doing well. How are you?
Good. I'm fighting a little airplane cold. You know, but I feel good. I feel fine.
It's a cold that was worth getting.
Well, I was over in Rome.
Mm-hmm.
We did more. First of all, I spoke to a big conference, you know, at a conference
right.
over there with the Vatican and stuff,
mm-hmm.
and that was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it. The Holy Father was an attendee,
mm-hmm.
which is pretty good,
which
right?
Which is very cool.
Day before, what am I doing? I'm in the Holy Father's residence meeting. Him
in his house
alone, yeah,
right.
It was amazing. It was
you
a
know,
lot of fun.
It's not like meeting him in a conference room or going to his office. You went to his house.
I was thinking to myself, and I was kind of snickering like when I was leaving. I said, you know, think about this. In the course of 1 year, I met Paul McCartney and the Pope, in 1 year.
Pretty personally,
good.
Not
pretty
like
good.
Business
no,
things.
No,
that
good.
Is very cool.
Pretty cool. But also, we did a ton of television programming. So, like, those of you who are fans of the Telecare Television Network, there's going to be a lot of really cool programming. I mean, I did some cooking shows while I was there, made some new chef
mm-hmm.
friends, which was wonderful. We did a whole lot of specials. We did a bunch of rosaries. We did a lot of behind the scenes at the Vatican, which is really very interesting. We had, like, unprecedented access. A couple of times people said to me, people were there and said, there have never been cameras in this room before.
Wow.
So it's kind of cool.
Yeah, that is very cool.
So it was fun. It was a good time back in town. You know, interesting, though, it reminds me of the larger community of the church. You know, you're there in the Vatican. You say, well, yeah, it's a big church. It's a lot bigger than my parish. It's a lot bigger than, you know, my work. And there's something cool about that. Sometimes we have to look at community and take a look at, like, what's important about community in our lives. That's what we're looking at today, the power of community and where God can be found in the midst of community. To start us off, here's Yes, I've Seen All Good People.
I've seen all good people turn their heads each day, so satisfied I'm on my way. I've seen all good people turn their heads each day, so satisfied I'm on my way. Just remember that the gold
All of us have met a lot of people in our lives. You know, we come to school with people and our jobs have people surrounding us. And that doesn't necessarily automatically form community, does it? And you really can't force this kind of thing. It's interesting. Like when I was in the seminary back in college days, we used to have community meal. And one of the things, you know, some of us who were more, you know, sardonic back in those days would say, well, you can't force community. Making us eat together is not going to make us a community. But you know what? Spending time with each other does help us to grow in understanding one another. And if we never spend any time with one another, it's hard to have community. Like if you go to work at 9 o'clock and punch in and then go home at 5 o'clock and punch out and never say hello, never say how was your weekend, never share a cup of coffee with anybody, yeah, the community is never going to form, right? So it's never going to happen. If we as family never have dinner together, never sit together, never talk to one another, yeah, we're never going to have anything either. So it's an important reality that we have to invest time in our relationships. We have to invest time in our prayer life to have community of faith, you know, to have a religion that kind of is life-giving. Sometimes people say, well, I don't get anything out of religion. And my, you know, quiet question back is, well, what do you put into religion, you know? If you just go expecting to see a big Broadway musical, you're not going to see that. And even that the religions that are the big Broadway musical, they often don't last because it's all fired up stuff, you know? It's about us putting in and giving our gifts into that gift of faith and then, you know, God working with that and kind of pushing them out back at us with different gifts. So there's something about that give and take that we have to find if we're going to find community in our lives. Not easy, but necessary as a first step. Here's the Red Hot Chili Peppers. This is called My Friends.
Be on your side. You know I will.
friendship is a wonderful community, and that kind of gift in our lives, you know, gives meaning to our lives when you think about it. In all of our lives, we have people who come in and out. We have people who we kind of call friends, but the ones who are really truly there for us, the ones who really care about us and look after us, there's really nothing quite like that. I think in my life, there are a number of people who have just so blessed me that my life has become so much better because of their presence, because of their love, and even because of their challenge. You know, there's something really great about that. Friends are people who we can really be one with, who we can support, who we can give ourselves to, and also tell our story to. You know, that's another part of the gift of friendship, right? Is that ability to tell our story, you know, who we are, what we are, and where we've come, and also to listen to somebody else's story, you know? And I think that's the same thing we have with God, if you think about it. Like, that's that relationship of friendship that is there, that God knows our story, and we continue to tell our story to God by prayer and by conversation with God, but also by how we live our lives. We kind of tell our story. And that's what forms that gift of friendship that becomes something that kind of touches the sacred because of how powerful that gift is in our lives. It's an amazing thing when you think about it. Now, I'm always grateful for that, the gift of those friends in my life and in your life, too. It just gets us through. Here's Eric Clapton. Nobody knows you when you're down and out.
Down and out.
communities of support, so important in our lives, right? No matter what it is, we need those kind of communities of support when we're down and out, whatever has happened to us. And there's something great about that that is kind of a new thing. You know, we don't always have that. I remember when I was a little guy, you know, I was in eighth grade, my sister died, and there was no mourning groups or anything like that to kind of get you through those moments. Loss groups, no, nothing. Now, you know, thank God, we found so many more ways to help people by coming together with other people who have lost somebody in their lives. You know, there's all these groups that exist everywhere. Think about addiction, the same story, right? All of the different anonymous groups that exist out there and other groups that deal with different kinds of addictions. You know, we find great support in those communities. They make a huge difference in our lives. That first step always, of course, is admitting, right? Admitting the reality that I've lost somebody I love, admitting the reality that I have no control when it comes to gambling, or admitting that, you know, I've had this terrible incident in my life and I have to try to figure this out. All of that can become such a life-giving thing in the context of community. We need that, you know? So maybe it's about finding and taking a look and saying, where can I find that in my life? And even the community of the church really fills in the blanks pretty well here, because if you think about it, you know, it's a gathering of people with many different issues, if you will. Everybody in that church, everybody in the body of that church or in that parish has issues of some kind or another. Everybody has a cross. But when we come together, there's a strength we find in that, right? There's a unity that we find in coming together, regardless of the specifics, but the fact that we're all kind of there together to find support and to be supported, not only by the Word of God, but by coming together with other people, which makes a big difference. Hey, here's The Who. This is called Join Together. characters of Who join together. There's something important about that, too, that linking together for different things, for different issues that kind of link us together. So you see certain issues that happen at different times in history, and people come together immensely, you know, powerful groups of people come together and recognize that. We just celebrated the 50th anniversary of Martin Luther King's death, you know. And think about that, like how the world kind of mobilized, you know, at that time, and all of the different issues that were popping up back in the 60s, you know. There's something about that that's important to see. And even now, to this very day, there are all kinds of different moments where people link together about social justice issues. There's something about social justice and faith that are very important issues, too. Like if we really read Matthew chapter 25, that's a good place to start. And you think about these things that Jesus is talking about, like when you take care of the naked and the hungry and the imprisoned and the visitor, the stranger, all of these things, it's kind of part and parcel of who we are. So social justice has always been wrapped up in this idea of community somehow. And we need to kind of work together on what those issues are for us and how we can kind of find that difference in our lives that makes us passionate about certain things in our lives. This song, next song, is about a passionate moment in the 60s that was about lots of different things. I don't know if anybody could put a finger on exactly what it was, but this is Crosby, Stills, and Nash called Woodstock.
We'll be right back.
I'm Monsignor Jim. You're listening to Religion and Rock. We're talking about community today. Yeah, Woodstock, well, that's the big peace and love thing that happened back in the 60s, you know, in 69. Interesting, though, when you think about it, you know, what did it all stand for? Well, it depends on who you ask, you know. It was sort of kind of diluted by all of the craziness of what was going on there. It started out, I think, about peace and the Vietnam War, and it became everything, though. And I think that's what happens sometimes is sometimes it just gets a little diluted and sort of things stand for nothing anymore. Like if you ask some kids, you know, why they're protesting certain things, they probably don't even have major answers because there hasn't been a lot of reflection on some of these things. So we have to kind of pray about what matters to us and kind of find the things that are critical in our lives, you know, the things that really matter to us, life issues that are so important to us to say, yeah, you know, we're not human unless we're doing this. So there's something very powerful about thinking about that in our life and say, yeah, these are the matters, you know, that matter to me so much. This kind of thing is so important to me that it's just, you know, it's integral to who we are, and I'm going to do something about that. I think those are the things that really add up to matter in life. And gathering together, you know, again, we could just sit around and sing peace and love, and that's not going to really change much, is it? It's about action, you know? It's about gathering together and getting energized, but it's also about the action that comes from that. Think about what Sunday church is all about, Sunday Mass, right? We gather together, we get energized, and then we're sent forth to change the world. And then as the week goes on and we get a little weary, we go back, we get energized, we get sent out to change the world. That's kind of the deal. You know, it's that coming and going that matters so much. We bring everything we got to it and we're sent from it to change the world. That's how it adds up. Hey, here's your Dire Straits. This is called The Sultans of Swing.
Shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park, but meantime, south of the river, you stop and you hold everything. A band is blowing Dixie, double fall time. You feel alright when you hear the music ring. Well, now you step inside. In other places, but the horns, they blowing that sound way on down south. Guitar George, he knows all the chords. But it's strictly rhythm, he doesn't want to make it cry or sing. If then an old guitar is all he can't afford, when he gets up under the lights to play his thing.
are the Sultans. We are the Sultans of Swing.
You know, again, once again, there are these different groups that we belong to that are interested in particular things, but even the social groups, you know. So, like, you know, if you're passionate about playing ping pong, you might have a ping pong group, you know, and there's something really good about that. I think we find support and we also learn, you know, from those different things that are in our lives. Like even book clubs. I think a book club is a great thing. I wish I had the time to belong to a book club, because you keep reading and that mind continues to expand. You know, we need to find those ways to expand our mind spiritually, but also even, you know, intellectually, so that we continue to grow and understand, you know, using God's gifts in our life helps us to grow and makes us a better part of community too. Hey, here's John Mellencamp. This is called Pink Houses.
A woman in the kitchen cleaning up the evening slime, and he looks at her and says, "Hey darling, I can remember when you could stop a cloud. Oh, but ain't that America for you and me? Ain't that America something to see, baby? Ain't that America home of the free? Little pink houses for you and me. Oh yeah, you and me. Well, there's a young man in a t-shirt who listens to rock and roll station. He's got a greasy hair, greasy smile. He says, "Lord, this must be my destination." Just like everything else, those old crazy dreams just kinda came away. Oh, but
ain't that America for you and me? Ain't that America something to see, baby? Ain't that America home of the free? Yeah,
little pink houses for you.
Baby, for you and me.
Rifle Man, baby, pays the thrills, the bills, the bills that kill. Oh, but
ain't that America?
All of our dreams in our life need support, and they need a community of strength around us and a community of support that helps us to grow. So if your vision is, you know, living with in a house and a white picket fence and, you know, raising a family, well, there's support necessary to do that well. You know, a good marriage needs support. A good family needs support. Kids need support. All of that stuff is so important. I think that's what God calls us to recognize, is that we don't exist in a void. We don't live there alone. You know, we don't live in this world alone. No, we're interconnected with one another and a larger community than just ours. And when we can come to know that, I think it's better for us. We kind of get a better understanding of our place in this world. Hey, here's Bruce Springsteen. This is called Out in the Streets.
Put on your best dress, baby. Monday when the
Well, regardless of who we are and where we are, you know, we are out in the streets all the time. We're walking around neighborhoods and communities and different cities. And, you know, there's something about that to see that kind of unity we share. I was in a piazza in Rome a couple of weeks ago, and it's interesting because they have an outdoor market there. And in that outdoor market at Campo dei Fiori, there's a community there, you know, and it's the locals go shopping there and everything. And I went there to do some shopping for a cooking show with cameras. And we were completely sort of like disrupting everybody's life, you know. They were going through tomatoes and picking out the best ones and finding the best basil, and I was barging in. So there's a certain respect, you know, when you're in somebody else's neighborhood, right? When you're in somebody else's community that we kind of need, that just kind of understands that, yeah, we're visitors. And that sense of respect is so important. Visiting another church, another faith, that respect that's always so necessary, that says, hey, you matter and what you believe in matters. You know, that kind of respect really helps the world to be a safer and better place. Here's Huey Lewis, Small World.
Oh.
There's a little game I play with all my friends whenever we travel. Who's going to get recognized first is the game. And I don't always win. Other people win too a lot. But there's something interesting about that because, you know what? It is a small world, right? No matter where we go, we meet people we know. And there's something really beautiful about that, to recognize, you know, that, yeah, that's what it's about. It's about recognizing that, yeah, God calls us to be interlocked with one another. And that wonderful, warm welcome we give people when we see them out on the road or in an airport or someplace, other place of the world, it's incredible, you know? I met people at St. Peter's Square who knew me, you know? Something great about that, something beautiful about that, to recognize the world's a lot smaller than we think. And that's why I think God calls us to kind of always be mindful of the bigger world there is, aside from our own little small world that we live in. And sometimes we think that's the most important world, but that bigger world can give us a greater vision of, you know, our place in this world, ultimately. Here's Nickelback, When We Stand Together. Certainly a strength in community. I've been saying for the last 29 years on the radio, take one pencil and it breaks like that. Put 10 pencils together, you can't break it anymore. That's the power of faith communities. That's the power of communities that we belong to. Let's celebrate those communities. Let's find those communities of strength in our lives that we can be brought forth to kind of get that strength we need and sent forth to change the earth. We can find tremendous happiness in the context of community, but we have to be willing to really pray and put our effort into finding that place where we're fed. You've been listening to Religion and Rock. It's hosted by me, Monsignor Jim Vlahn, and it's engineered and produced the man of many, many communities, Stephen Chaldone. Have a wonderful week, everyone, and don't forget, say a prayer.